course, you do know this is we're halfway through our fall fundraiser. This is day five of 10 days of asking for your support. And if you have not done so, come on, consider becoming a member of KRVS. Got a load of great premiums we can thank you with for a $75 contribution, a ton of T-shirts, and we're still offering that Medicine Ball Caravan limited edition T-shirt designed by my son, Dexter Doyle. It's got a sort of Fillmore, Live at the Fillmore font, but it's all hand-drawn. It looks really, really good. That's available for a $75 contribution. But whatever you can afford, if KRVS is part of your routine, we need you to sustain it. Help us help you. 482-5787, 482-KRVS is the number. You can pledge anytime safely, securely with Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express at krvs.org. As I said, we got some great music. Gary Clark Jr.'s new album, I think, hits stores today. It's called Black and Blue. Black spelled B-L-A-K, Blue B-L-U. And he performed it this past year's Festival International. Festival knew that he was an up-and-coming artist. Here he is with a critically acclaimed debut album that's just hitting the market today. From Black and Blue, this is When My Train Pulls In. New Gary Clark Jr. here on the fundraising edition of The Caravan.
Life again. as you turn, walk away and I. Train.
like a fresh blast of cool air from the past, sounding like underground radio of the early 1970s, back in the days when you woke up and the morning smiled. It still smiles today here on the Caravan. That's Robin Trower, following the footsteps of Jimi Hendrix with a release from 1974, Bridge of Sighs, including James Dewar, vocal and bass, and Reg Isidore, drums, a three-piece group, Robin Trower. Day of the Eagle, opening track to Bridge of Sighs, a classic album from 1974. And if you were alive and kicking back in 74, you were probably having a good time listening to this record. It was quite popular in this area. I'm thinking back to my Mamu days with that one. Gary Clark Jr. before that, wow, incredible performance. His debut album, Black and Blue, hits today, and we heard When My Train Pulls In. And yes, he was a performer at this past year's Festival International de Louisiane, right here in Lafayette. You got to hear him, and, you know, he's already got the buzz. This is going to be one of the great guitarists of all time, I think, the way it's shaping up already. And you got to see him right here in Lafayette. Who knows, we may not ever be able to afford him again. So Gary Clark Jr. with When My Train Pulls In. Again, his new album is Black and Blue. It's 16 minutes past the hour. Weather for the listening area, another beautiful day on the outside. Sunny, a high of about 84, a little warm, southeast winds at 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies this evening with a low of 65. Patchy fog late in the evening, otherwise mostly sunny. On Wednesday with a high of around 84. Currently it's 78 degrees and nice on the outside here on the campus of UL Lafayette. This evening, Casa Azul Gifts will screen the documentary Water on Road by director John Sharp. Many of you know him as Pud Sharp. Water on the Road tells the story of the Ile de Jean Charles, the Louisiana, a small community made up entirely of the Biloxi, Chitimacha, Choctaw, and Houma Indian tribes. That will screen at Casa Azul Gifts this evening at 7 p.m. Casa Azul is located at 232 Martin Luther King Drive in Grand Coteau. For more information, call Patrice Melnick at 337-662-1032. The Children in Darkness and Light, songs by Mahler and Chandler, will be performed by, it'll be a guest artist recital given by Susan Olson, mezzo-soprano, and Courtney Crapel, piano. It'll be held Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. in Ducre Guilfrey Auditorium in Angel Hall, right here at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Again, that's 7:30 p.m. tomorrow evening. That vampire play, The Lesbian Vampires of Sodom, continues its run at Cité des Arts this week with performances on the 26th and 27th and a special Halloween performance. These all take place at 7:30 p.m. For more information, contact Cité. Their website is citedesarts.org. The Cane Fire film series continues this Saturday, October 27th at 7:30 p.m. at the Light Center, located at 537 Cajun Dome Boulevard. This month, the film is Nobody Walks. Again, that's at 7:30 p.m. at Light. For more information, call 337-356-5153. And this is KRVS's Fall Fundraiser. You know you've been listening probably for the past few days, and we thank all of you for bearing with us. You know we have to do this twice yearly, and we thank all of you who have pledged your support by phone or heading online or if you've already been a contributor, we've sent you a reminder in the mail, and hopefully you got or will get to that, return that envelope to us as soon as possible. We can't do this without you. If KRVS is part of your life, we need to hear from you. And we have an array of great thank you gifts that we've been talking about. The Blues Box t-shirt is one of the finest ever. It's a great design this year. You can check that out on our website. Actually, not on the website. You can go to our Facebook page, which is listed under KRVS Public Media, where we have photos of the Blues Box t-shirt, the New Girls t-shirt, the Rooster shirt that Philip Gould was talking about earlier. earlier, and the Medicine Ball Caravan shirt as well. For a $75 contribution, you can pick up one of those and help support us by wearing that and kind of giving us a little free advertisement, getting the word out on KRVS. You can get that for a $75 contribution, but don't forget, no contribution is too small or too large. We need your support. The number is 482-5787. That's 482-KRVS. We have friendly folks waiting by the phones. You can also go to our website at krvs.org with your Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express. And do your part to help out public radio. And we thank each and every one of you for doing so. Don't think we're not talking to you. I know there's several of you out there who say, oh, well, you know, I'll just kind of let this slip by. But if you listen to KRVS on a regular basis, all of those who call up and say, hey, man, we love what you're doing, you know, or pat me on the back or say, hey, man, you know, listen to your show all the time. There's nothing saying that this is going to stay. We can only remain here with your support. So please give us a call at 482-KRVS or pledging online at krvs.org. We feature lots of new music. We'll do that this set. We'll hear a new single by King Tuff. We'll also hear from Jacob Dylan, who has gotten back with the Wallflowers for a new album called Glad All Over. But we're going to start off with another folk guy that you may not have heard of. I know I didn't until yesterday. This is the debut album by 19-year-old blues rocker Tyler Bryant and his group The Shakedown. Tyler Bryant and The Shakedown, his new upcoming album that won't hit stores until January of 2013. You'll hear here today on The Caravan from Wild Child, Tyler Bryant and The Shakedown doing Last One Leaving.
Oh,
New from the Wallflowers here on the Medicine Ball Caravan on KRVS. That's Hospital for Sinners, opening track to Glad All Over. Before that, the new single by King Tuff. It's called Screaming Skull. And we started that second set of music on today's caravan with the upcoming release by 19-year-old blues guitarist, singer Tyler Bryant and The Shakedown. Last One Leaving is a release that will hit stores in January of 2013. Will be called Wild Child. It's 31 minutes past the hour. This is Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, Lafayette, Lake Charles. Stay tuned. Coming up at 12 noon today, we're heading to E-Town. And then at 1 o'clock, it's Cheryl Castile with The Exchange. The Exchange is a great hour-long conversation that we have every Tuesday. Cheryl Castile, a marvelous host, keeping no matter who she has on, pulling things out of them that you would never expect. It's going to be a lot of fun today. Some wild gals coming into the studio on The Exchange. Musicians, Christine Balfa, Michelle Fontenot, who's an artist, and I guess she might play an instrument as well, Christy Guillory, and Stephanie McCullough. They will all be coming in to help Cheryl, to talk to Cheryl, and kind of urge you to head to the phones or pledging online at krvs.org. That's at 1 o'clock today here on Public Radio. And there's we've been trying to stress, if you've been listening for the past few days, that this is our fall fundraiser, and you are the major means of support that keep this running. There's nothing that says that any community has to have public radio. It's there because the community supports it. It's non-commercial. You aren't encumbered by all of these distractions. You, for the most part, hear great music or great conversation 24/7 every day here on KRVS. And it's that time of the year. We come once in the spring and once in the fall to ask for your support to continue this operation, so you won't have to hear us or you won't have to hear commercials. You know, no matter what kind of radio you're listening to, it's getting paid for it in some sort of way. You're paying for it if you're happening to listen to commercials, more or less. So we kind of take that out of the picture and ask you to help support the station. It's a great old concept that's been going on for, since the 1970s, late 60s, early 70s, and continues to this day, thanks to supporters and listeners like you. A pledge of support at 482-5787 or 482-KRVS, or pledge online. It'll only take you about 2 minutes to fill out that form at krvs.org. Once again, mentioning the T-shirts and the field bags, the chairs, all of the caps, and as mentioned earlier, the Medicine Ball Caravan T-shirt that we hope that you will consider for a $75 contribution. Again, it's krvs.org, or again, calling us at 482-KRVS. Going to go back to the 60s, since the Medicine Ball Caravan logo on the T-shirts has that sort of Fillmore-ish look to it. We're going to go back to that era and hear some classic Janis Joplin with Big Brother and the Holding Company in just a few minutes. But first up, from Highway 61 Revisited, this is Bob Dylan.
And your father to your sister, he explains that you're tired of yourself and all of your creations. Won't you come see me? Thank you. conditioned.
Janis Joplin, supposedly recorded at Barney's Beanery, though I've read through the years that it was actually just ambient sounds of Barney's Beanery located in Los Angeles that was used as the background for that. So I'm not sure if it was a true live performance, but taken from the 1968 release Cheap Thrills. Before that, Bob Dylan from his legendary Highway 61 Revisited album and Queen Jane Approximately. Always get told on the streets that, man, love that old Dylan. And if you like hearing old Dylan and old Joplin and new artists coming out today, you get that here Monday through Thursdays on the Medicine Ball Caravan.
And just talking about that old music, Cecil, we have a great T-shirt, limited edition T-shirt just for your program that your son designed, Dexter designed for us. It's a Medicine Ball Caravan T-shirt. We're offering it during your program. And it's got that kind of 60s look, you know?
As I say, it looks like Live at the Fillmore, Fillmore poster fonts, you know?
Yes, absolutely. He did a good job with that. And it's black lettering, but then this bright interior where the ball is. So Medicine Ball Caravan really lights up in the middle. That T-shirt is available for a $75 contribution or over. So get them while they're here, those limited edition Medicine Ball T-shirts. And I'd like to thank a few people who have called in or made their contributions online. Thanks so much to Bill Battiston from Lake Charles, longtime friend of KRVS.
Longtime friend and actually contributor to this show. He's always sending me CDs. I mean, Bill listens to this show with quite the critical ear, and of course he loves the program and just, you know, he's always giving me suggestions or what to play or, you know, a good theme because, you know, so-and-so was born on this day, things like that. So Bill's one of our valued listeners,
yeah,
for sure.
Such a passion for music, real discerning ear. And he makes this donation for all the independent producers, such as yourself, Cecil.
Oh, so, thank you, Bill.
Yeah, thank you very much, Bill. Thanks to Dr. Tommy Michaud, who works here on the UL campus, and he's been supporting KRVS for a long time. His son is Louis Michaud with the Lost Bayou Ramblers. He says, keep up the wonderful work. Listening to Medicine Ball Caravan now, one of my favorite programs. Also, I must mention Le Réveil, which of course is Louis' show, and so many awesome programs. Thanks, KRVS, for supporting our university, our community, and our culture. Thanks so much, Tommy Michaud, for that. Mary Richardson from Lake Charles, really appreciative of our covering events in Lake Charles, and we love it too.
Charles coming through, as always.
That's right. And thanks to, James Picard from New Iberia. Thank you very much for making your pledge online. And Mr. and Mrs. Chad Terrio, they are making their contribution, Janet and Chad Terrio. They say, we love listening to KRVS. News in the morning, news in the afternoon. It gives us local event happenings, entertains us with great music from World Cafe, Medicine Ball Caravan, Blues Box, World of Opera, and so much more. So thank you so much.
That shows the kind of listeners we have.
That's right.
They love it all.
From Medicine Ball to the Opera. Really wonderful. Thanks to Jim and Paula Foray, for making their contribution. We really, really appreciate your longtime support. Also, Richard and Anya Burgess, making their contribution online. Musicians, both of them living out in Arneville. Thank you so much for your contribution online. 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS. Helping us to answer phones during Medicine Ball Caravan, Kendall Broussard and Pauline out there helping to answer telephones. So give a call, 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS. Medicine Ball Caravan, what a great show. You know you love it. And it could be that you love so many shows that you've pledged at other times. But if you've never donated or you need to renew your contribution, now's a great time. And you could get one of those Medicine Ball Caravan T-shirts or choose one of our many others. Cecil's got a great long list of music here, so we're going to get back on with that music. But please call or go online to pledge your support for KRVS and programs like Medicine Ball Caravan.
Thanks so much, Judith. Yeah, we're going to move on to some more new music. A couple of years ago, has it been 2 years ago? Maybe not quite that long ago. Dylan LeBlanc was here for a Louisiana Crossroads performance, series of performances, and was here in our studio. And I tell you what, he is getting much, much critical acclaim. He has a brand new album entitled Cast the Same Old Shadow. It's on Rough Trade Records. We're going to listen to something called Diamonds and Pearls. But while you're listening, and you don't hesitate from going to that phone and making a pledge, 482-5787, or pledging online at krvs.org. Again, this is new by Dylan LeBlanc.
Mm-hmm.
cherish the world, 'cause I need to see the eyes of the girl. Ooh, la, 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 la. La, 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 la. Caught in these pictures are bits of
David Crosby. And one of my favorite tracks of all time, Laughing, from his first solo album from 1971, I do believe, If I Could Only Remember My Name. That was the name of the album. I do know I'm Cecil Doyle, I think. Medicine Ball Caravan was produced live in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, who join you in support of this station. Programs on KRVS are also made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and listeners like you. Please pledge your support today at krvs.org or giving us a call at 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS. Again, I am Cecil Doyle. Thanks for tuning in. And come on back. We'll do it again tomorrow.